95 in Lorton for some debris along the interstate there. 395, no worries. Cross 14th Street Bridge, heading into town nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers in, maybe even a period of rain. 48, coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Occasional rain tonight as low pressure wraps up off the northeast coast and pulls away. 37 degrees. And as we go through tomorrow, a little bit colder. Some showers in the morning, maybe some snowflakes mixing in. No accumulation, a gusty wind. 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Haymarket, 26 in Hyattsville, 34 in Washington. Florida's Senate narrowly passes several new gun control measures in the wake of the Parkland shootings. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Joining us at 7:05, it is Noah Pollack. We'll discuss the meeting with President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. At 7:15, it's Philip Wegman from the Washington Examiner. Well, this is he's going to break down a breakdown yesterday on national television by one Sam Nunberg. At 8:05, it's Chris Ferguson. He is a psychology professor. We'll discuss video games. At 8:15, Chuck Thies is with us. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. Hello, I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnades.
Yeah, and that topic, video games, do they lead to real-life violence? You know, we've kind of on and off been having this conversation since Parkland. And actually, the reason this conversation comes up, it comes up after every shooting. It's like kind of, what are the reasons? Why do shooters do the things that they do? And we chatted yesterday sort of at length about the notion that that one shooter in South Carolina was inspired by the notoriety that he could achieve through conducting a mass shooting. But what about the role that the culture plays, violence within the culture, whether it's in movies or in video games? Video games are primarily the question this morning because the President of the United States this week is set to have a meeting on Thursday with the video game industry. The Entertainment Software Association has confirmed that they are set for a White House meeting on Thursday to discuss violence in video games, despite the fact that authorities do not have any known connection at this point with this regarding this shooter in Parkland, Florida, to video game habits or anything like that. Yet here we are going into Thursday with a major summit between the video game industry and the President of the United States. Is this, in your mind, an important conversation? Is this the direction we should be headed, going after the video games that we play as a culture? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Video games at the center of a lot of attention. And, you know, I look back to the earliest form of violence in video games. I don't think Pong qualifies. I think Pong is probably a safe territory. That's not violent, although there is some velocity to the ball bouncing off the paddles. But then you get to, like, the early stages. Remember Mortal Kombat? That was kind of one of the first games where it had this big moment of violence on screen. You had little square pixels. And parents everywhere started worrying that their kids were being exposed to too much violence on their screens. Now we look back at that, and it's comical. I mean, just to look at the screen and the idea that these little, you know, I don't know what it is, 16, 32-bit or whatever the rate is, you just look at this, like, comical artwork of blood. It just doesn't even, it doesn't look anything, it doesn't, there's no, in no way is it grotesque. But now it's like things have gotten so advanced and have moved so far along in terms of these games and what you can actually see and experience as you play through that it has, you know, tons of concerned parents wondering, well, what's the impact of that? And does it affect my kid? And does it desensitize them to things that they should be sensitive to? Is this the right move? Should the president be tackling this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
See, I don't think that a violent video game or a very explicitly gory, realistic video game is going to push a kid towards violence who doesn't have that already in them. I think there are some kids who we know, you know, they pull the legs off grasshoppers, they pull the wings off fly, you know, like mm-hmm. they then they move on to kittens and they torture animals. there are kids who, for whatever reason, and we don't know, and maybe that's the question we should be asking, have that in them already.
Yeah.
There's something in their brains that make them, they don't have that empathy towards pain. They don't have empathy towards suffering of another animal or something.
Well, I'm not going to pretend like I never wielded a magnifying glass and there was an ant walking by on a sidewalk who suffered the death of a thousand deaths from a ray of sun. Is that weird? Is that weird?
McKay and I are just looking at you right now. Okay.
Well, otherwise, I haven't been violent.
That's also such a little boy thing to do. It's not a little girl thing to do. But
definitely.
But I think there are some kids who have this. Who have this in them already, and when you give them a video game, I think it's just another way for them to satisfy whatever urge this is that they have before, you know, and maybe it's a, I don't know. I think if you have it in you, it exacerbates it. If you don't have it in you, then you're not going to be affected. You're not going to be driven to violence by a video game.
Being someone who used to play video games much more regularly than I do these days, I like games. I like them at all levels. I like, you know, the Call of Duties. I think that's all very fun. And my view is that it's entirely possible for a thinking person, including a teenager, especially, to compartmentalize these things. To be like, this is a game. This is not real life, and you do not treat people this way in real life. I think that it is entirely possible. Look, I mean, there's people out there who love gory movies, for instance. Do we suspect that people who watch gory movies are prone to violence? Not reflexively.
No, but I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that if you have it in you, if you're prone to violence, if you don't have that empathy gene, if you're missing that, and there are some people who are missing that, who can torture an animal, a dog or a cat or a small child or anything along those lines, because they don't have that empathy, those people, I think, are going to be affected or could be affected by these things. I think there's also moderation. When you played these games, you didn't play them for 36 hours at a clip. at least not that I think that I know of.
Don't exactly underestimate how my capacity for playing a game.
But I do think that there are some people who just envelop this themselves in this because it satisfies something in them. And that's what I think needs to be explored more so what is going on in some people where they don't have this empathy gene.
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on there, and especially sociopathy and how that develops in the way, especially as these shooters trying to achieve notoriety. But video games, that's the big issue this week. And I always get nervous when government tries to get itself involved in entertainment consumption or the things that we use and we engage in. It seems like a free speech issue. So should the president sort of be meddling in the video game industry? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Chris is in Woodbridge kicking us off this morning. Chris, good morning. What do you think, sir?
Good morning, Vince and Mary. How's everything today?
Excellent.
Good.
So here's the deal. When I was a kid, we had the Three Stooges and Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
And Elmer Fudd would shoot Daffy Duck's head off.
And his
Not
beak.
Not once did the president back then think he needed to get involved to curb anything that I was watching, and I think Mary's absolutely correct.
Do you remember, at any point, Chris, parents being concerned about violence in Bugs Bunny?
Not once. Not once. We used to go outside on Saturdays and play war.
I know.
So, you know, I mean, that's the way I was brought up, and I never killed anybody, you know, I mean.
You were able to control yourself?
I've been in combat, but, you know.
Yeah. But video game, but watching Bugs Bunny did not lead you to be violent in your neighborhood.
No.
Exactly.
And he also knew if he shot a duck, the beak just wouldn't spin around and he'd be fine.
That's right. The beak would just go 360. Thank you, Chris. Good morning, Chris. Thank you.
But, you know, that's the difference, though. What we saw as kids, Elmer Fudd would shoot Daffy Duck, but it wasn't realistic. And he never, do you know what I mean? It was his beak spun around. It wasn't realistic. It wasn't realism.
One example of this is, remember when, like, WWF really took off? And then you had kids sort of injuring each other because they would try and pull these stunts in their yard.
Yeah.
And like, they'd be on their trampoline trying to do, you know, Stone Cold Stunners or whatever. And, like, all of a sudden, like, kids were, like, literally getting injured because they were trying to act this out. Now, in reality, these were real physical adults in real life pulling off these stunts. You know, you can debate fakeness in wrestling. I mean, there are real physical stunts involved. And you had kids actually performing them. And then for a while, there was all this concern about that. I wonder if the video game thing is going to carry over. Anyway, the president doing it on Thursday. Where are you on this? Should the government be involved in tackling violence in video games? And should this be the conversation we're having? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
All right, let's get you to work. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and we're on time. On 66, no delays. Up at speed here out of Manassas through to the Beltway. Even inside the Beltway, not seeing any delay, but we do have a fender bender on the shoulder to watch for. 66 East, right as you pass the Nectar Road. Beltway looks great. Three in and down Tyson's. Watch for accident activity on Burke Lake Road north of Burke Center Parkway. It's not costing you any extra time, but something to watch for police at the scene now. 270, a little bit of volume starts to form already as you merge off of 70 past the exit for 85 and again at 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WML Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket this morning. Showers on the roll off toward the east. They'll get here as we get into the afternoon hours. Showers in, maybe even a period of rain. 48, coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Occasional rain tonight as low pressure wraps up off the northeast coast and pulls away, 37 degrees. And as we go through tomorrow, a little bit colder, some showers in the morning, maybe some snowflakes mixing in, no accumulation, a gusty wind, 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 35 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground now before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. Get in front of big companies that can help you. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417.
This is telling Mary, I don't think I've ever played 36 hours straight, but I've gotten close. Being a teenager with access to video games occasionally leads to playing them for far too long. I do want to mention, you know, the Entertainment Software Association, which is, again, the video game lobbying firm here in town, has had issued a statement after the White House requested this meeting that they're going to be conducting with them on Thursday. And they said the following: the upcoming meeting at the White House, which ESA will attend, will provide the opportunity to have a fact-based conversation about video game ratings, our industry's commitment to parents, and the tools we provide to make informed entertainment choices. And that first item, and this is, you know, this is a good press release because it tells you exactly what they want to focus on in that first item in the series, which is video game ratings. They've had these ratings on the boxes since 1994. They arranged that. The industry came up with its own solution, put ratings on the fronts of boxes, and it's been pretty, it's been fairly successful at accurately labeling the maturity level of various video games, and has given parents and consumers an opportunity to sort of assess what they're going to encounter in these games and how violent and or explicit the experience will be. And their point is, look, as an industry, we've regulated this. We've done everything we can to tell the consumer. And meanwhile, you know, people consume all forms of entertainment around the world. But this is not the answer here. Experts do not believe that it's video games. And that's what the industry is saying, of course, and they would have every incentive to say that. But this is the president attempting to tackle video games this week. And my question this morning is this the right approach? It wasn't a factor, as far as we can tell, in Parkland. But going after violence in video games, maybe the general cultural desensitivity to violence, is that an issue here? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Let's go to William in Woodbridge this morning, joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. William, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Go for it.
I mean, pretty much it comes down to that. It's already rated. It comes down to on the parent's side. I mean, as a parent, you have to realize that what is in this game? What am I exposing my child to, and do I condone it?
Yes.
I mean, I'm an active video gamer myself. I'm only 33 years old, so I grew up during the video game generation.
What kind of games do you like, William? Do you play violent games?
Well, I do play Call of Duty and those first-person shooters and stuff.
Yeah, and do you find having played first-person shooters that's changed something about your psyche or anything that's led you to be, I don't know, like more violent? Is there any part of you that feels like this has changed who you are?
Well, honestly, guns play in the video game, they don't practice bullet drop, so there's...
Good point. It's not real.
I mean, it doesn't teach you anything. It just shows you the point and quit.
That's right. Yeah. So your point is, like, it's everything about it's fictional, so it's not, doesn't really have a relationship to real life.
Yeah, I mean, it everything's fictional about it. It's a fictional based game.
Yeah,
but I could see where a young 8-year-old could go wrong with it.
Yeah, but you're an adult. Thank you so much, William. Appreciate that. Here's the thing. You pointed out WWF. And I'm going to play devil's advocate. We've gone from, when we were kids, we watched a lot of violent stuff. Yes, it was a roadrunner with a frying pan over a coyote. It wasn't real. Then you went to WWF. Right. Then you went to WWF, and kids started to mimic that.
Yes.
And they started to, because it was real people. Now you have these video games that look real, that truly do look like real people. It's gotten so good. And so you can't, I don't think you can compare what we saw on TV as kids with what these kids are playing in the form of video games.
Yes.
Now it's and you saw that transition in the middle, like you pointed out with WWF.
More from you in a moment on this. Chris Ferguson is a psychology professor who studies this very subject, and we'll have thoughts on this at 8:05 this morning, so make sure to tune in for that. 5:22 here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home, or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friend Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros, selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day, and I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
It's 5:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
Good morning. And it brought a relatively quiet start, just some of the volume forming as I watch 270. Those of you coming out of Frederick down toward the exit for 85, right as you merge off of 70, and again through the approach in
in passing exit for Route 80 Urbana, but really that's about it. No problems on 355. Beltway runs great, Maryland and Virginia. Virginia, we do have a crash on Burke Lake Road. So if you're heading northbound, just north of Burke Center Parkway, you'll see police there at the scene. So cautiously going through there. A little bit of volume here, Dale City to Woodbridge starting to form. In Lorton, had some debris along the right side. Heading in through town, across the 11th Street Bridge, southeast-southwest freeway looks fantastic each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By mid-afternoon, it's a few rain showers that'll come on in upper 40s for daytime highs. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot of rain tonight, mainly early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 526 on WMAL.
All right, talking about gun violence in video games, also in movies. The president wants to tackle some of that. Is having a meeting with the video game industry on Thursday. I'm asking you whether or not you think that's the right approach. This is a good direction here. Jonathan is in D.C. this morning. Good morning, Jonathan. What do you think, sir?
Hey, good morning. I just want to say that, you know, when I was growing up and playing Pac-Man in an arcade in the mall, that's one thing.
Yeah.
So while my son is in his room playing World of Warcraft on a server with crazy people from around the world, that's quite another.
Yes.
So you have to understand what's coming through the internet when you're playing these online video games. And it's also the influences of solving your problems with a video game through how much violence you can inflict on somebody else.
Yeah, Jonathan, this is such an interesting point. But you mentioned something that we haven't brought up, which is communication with other people online in sort of an isolated environment, one that's separate from your parents here. Because if you get your kid in an environment where they're communicating with a bunch of people whom you don't know, and they're having conversations that you are not familiar with or don't know anything about, that's where that is a troubling area for some parents. And you are concerned. And what you're talking about at World of Warcraft is a massive multiplayer online RPG. And that's a situation where you go into these environments and then you chat with like tons of random people by voice, by text, and you have conversations that, you know, could that's the area where you want to kind of have your radar up. Interesting. It's another interesting point. So above and beyond the violence, sort of who are you communicating with online?
Absolutely. And they have a real personality, but they have this online character. And it's hard. It's very hard to separate the two sometimes. I think that's a great point.
527 on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong, explosive results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
Coming up, we're going to talk about young adults who spend more than half their day worrying. They're stressed out. I'll tell you what they're stressed
what
out about.
What are they so worried about?
They're stressed out about a lot of stuff, including video games. Now, and the President Trump and Bibi Netanyahu met, and we'll tell you what they have to talk about. It's 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Former Trump campaign aide Sam Nunberg is openly defying a grand jury subpoena linked to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
While Nunberg said he already sat down with investigators for 5 hours, he is the first former aide to refuse the special counsel openly. Mueller's already spoken with people like former chief strategist Steve Bannon, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and more. Nunberg, however, making it clear he does not intend to join that list.
He went to Russia. Should I spend 80 hours going over my emails, Jake?
If it were me, I would.
In Washington, I'm Omar Jimenez.
There may soon be some changes to Florida gun laws. The state Senate has approved a package of legislation that now goes to the House.
The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act would ban bump stocks, establish a 3-day waiting period for most purchases, and make 21 the minimum age to buy a gun. It passed the state Senate narrowly on Monday and heads to the House. Ryan Petty lost a daughter in last month's shooting incident.
We must be the last families to lose loved ones to mass murder in a school. This time must be different, and we demand action.
Florida's legislature ends its session Friday. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
An 18-year-old man is facing charges of threatening a Northern Virginia high school. Ishmael Harrison turned himself in to police yesterday to face the charges. Still a few thousand people across the Washington area whose electricity has not yet been restored after last week's strong windstorm. Dominion Energy has just under 3,000 still in the dark. Pepco about 400. BGE is working to restore power to about 15,000 of its customers. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,875. The Nasdaq at 73,31. Sports. Sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team, the Wizards try to snap their 3-game losing streak tonight as they host the Heat. The Caps are in Anaheim. Exhibition baseball, the Nats lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT. That's 844-981-EXIT. Or visit timeshareexitteam.com.
It's the call you make to take control of your health.
Good morning, Princeton Longevity Center.
When you call Princeton Longevity Center, the region's leading center for preventive medicine, preventing cancers and avoiding heart attacks before they strike. Princeton Longevity Center not only helps you prevent life-threatening illnesses, they can help you reduce the anxiety that comes from just not knowing enough about your health.
The very in-depth physical.
When you call, a coordinator will tell you about PLC's one-day comprehensive exam.
We do have even your blood tests back the same day.
At Princeton Longevity, you'll get the time and attention you need and the latest technology for taking control of your health.
But we can also do virtual colonoscopy with our scanner.
Now with offices in Fairfax, Virginia, staying well is even easier. Call today and ask about how to use your Flex or health savings account. Call 888-8000-PLC or go to PrincetonLongevityCenter.com.
And we do it all in one day.
888-8000-PLC.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Hi, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, build, and install replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. Every window and installation comes with the Thompson Creek no-hassle warranty and buyer protection guarantee that protects you up to 50 years. With Thompson Creek, you get 4 decades of knowledge and experience. That means you know the job will be done right. Plus, true factory direct prices with no middleman markup. And now save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. That's more than a window and more for your money. The biggest sale of the year equals the biggest savings for you. 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone. That's 855-57-CREEK or visit thompsoncreek.com.
This is Mary Walter, and when my old dentist informed me that he was retiring, Larry O'Connor told me that I had to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. After visiting their office, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. Like many other people, I'm not a fan of visiting the dentist, but getting to know the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, I felt comfortable enough to tell them about what makes me nervous, and they reassured me it was perfectly normal. And that's who they are, compassionate, caring dentists who get it. There's no rush when you get in the chair, and you are in total control. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry wants you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. Have a smile you can be proud of without delaying your dental visits until you're in pain. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Allentown Road as you approach the exit for Branch Avenue on that exit ramp. That's where we had accident activity. No problems to report on 210. Here we come, Route 5 up through to the Beltway. That looks good. Same with Route 4. Baltimore, Washington Parkway right inside the Beltway. Starting to see a slow line of traffic approaching Good Luck Road on 270. Starting to form those delays too. Right as you come out of the Frederick area through Urbana, nothing on now past the exit for 109 in Hyattstown. But really, that's about it. It's just that volume on the increase. That's what we have on 95 in Virginia as well. Dale City to Woodbridge, seeing getting a little bit thicker there. And then no delay up through to the Beltway, but watching Lorton in that area. North on 95 had some debris along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run through today with many rain showers coming in mainly this afternoon after 2, 3 o'clock. 48 overnight tonight. Coastal flood advisory will remain in effect until 4 o'clock in the morning. Occasional rain around. Most of that should taper off a bit to showers and showers tomorrow morning, which may mix in with a little snow, but no accumulation. Windy and 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Arlington, 29 in La Plata, 33 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Noah Pollack from the Weekly Standard will be with us at 7:05. Benjamin Netanyahu was in town yesterday. Talk about him. Philip Wegman will be with us from the Washington Examiner at 7:35 this morning. Chat about what's going on with former Trump associate Sam Nunberg, as he had a live-action meltdown yesterday on national television. 8:05, Chris Ferguson, psychology teacher, is going to talk to us about video games and their effect or non-effect on violent killers. Also, Chuck Thies will be with us at 8:15 this morning. There's a lot of chaos in D.C. Chuck's all over it. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will be with us here, all on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back
time. Oh, yes, a lot of people wishing they could turn back time to the good old days. I guess when they were, the good old days of when they were about, what, 8 to 10, possibly?
Why?
A survey was done of 18 to 25-year-olds, and they found that we have a very, very anxious generation of 18 to 25-year-olds, and they spent a significant portion of their day stressed out and anxious. What are they stressed out about? Well, thank you for asking. They're stressed out about money, like the rest of us, mm-hmm. their appearance, like the rest of us, and their careers. Wow, sounds like they're about 58 years old. That's what it sounds like. These 18 to 25-year-olds sound like they're pretty much everybody over the age of 18.
Yeah.
Stressed out about all those things.
Yes.
This is somehow news, though, because they're 18 to 25-year-olds. Now, I will say that 18 to 25-year-olds, this is when you should be having fun in your life. This is when you should be going out with your friends, having a great time. You've got your whole life in front of you. The majority of where you're going to wind up in life when you get older, those decisions are made usually in your 20s. Your life course is set in your late teens into your 20s, mm-hmm. right? That's where your life course is set.
Well, I don't know. Really, a lot of people change their majors in college. You know what I mean?
Right. But that sets your life course, doesn't
that's
it?
That's true. I mean, now that I'm listening to you and thinking about it, you're right. That's 18 to 22. That's the core. That's the zone. That's right there.
Right. That's when you come out of college, that's you've with that degree and you've got a degree in, I don't know, art history. And you realize, wow, no one's interviewing art history majors. Maybe I should have gotten that business degree my father told me to get, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, and then you go out, you start dating, and you decide where in the country am I going to live based on what job you decide to take, what career path you put yourself on. So it's an exciting time in your life. Can it be stressful? Absolutely. But I also think it's the time of your life when you're having fun and you're out with your friends and having a great time. Why is it more stressful for this generation?
I think there's a number of reasons, and I can pinpoint them. One of them is debt.
Death?
Debt.
Oh, debt. I thought you said death, and I'm like, death?
No, not death.
Okay, debt.
Debt. That that you have increasingly people with mortgages leaving college, that astronomical debt loads. And how do they handle that? Well, they've got to handle it by and large. And in so doing, they delay a tremendous number of life decisions. Buying a car, buying a house, getting married, having a child, all sorts of things that come with being saddled with financial pressures that you need to get control of. So there's that stressor, for one. Another is, I think, social media and consuming other people's lives in the best version of their lives possible. And what it does is it creates an echo chamber effect that everybody else is leading their best lives, yet you are the one who's stressing out. Yet simultaneously, everyone else is having the same experience. And so what you're doing is sort of all feeding each other this notion that there's sort of perfection in your lives, that you've basically called only the interesting portions and are sharing them in an environment where everyone seems to think, wow, God, that guy's got such a great life. Look at him having that great food. Look at him having that excellent dessert. Look at him, you know, succeeding in his job. And meanwhile, what he's not posting is, you know, maybe he's not doing so well at work. Maybe his boss is considering firing him. Maybe he's, you know, he was late on an assignment. Maybe what, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There could be all these other things that aren't sort of shared in an environment where people seemingly are sharing their true selves, right? So it creates this effect, I think, that ultimately pressures an individual into thinking, to measuring themselves relatively and to getting, so they're stressed out by that because they're like, everyone else is like achieving things. Everyone else is having kids. Everyone else is getting married. Everyone else is whatever. And now you have this like pressure on you that makes you feel like, God, things are just not going as well for me. So I think there's a number of things. I mean, delaying life decisions, especially in this generation, where in Washington, D.C. in particular, how many young people are like, I'm not getting married, and they don't even consider it until late in their 30s. Now I'm not having kids. I don't even consider it until midway or late in their 30s. All those decisions, I think, add stress to your life by not actually kind of addressing them earlier on.
And you may be right. 67% in this survey said that they have come across problems and have had no one to lean on for help. And I thought that was really interesting because it plays in with what you're saying here, Vince. This is our first generation that has grown up with social media being a part of their lives. This is the first generation that has grown up with a phone in their hand, and they will sit there, and I've said this before because I've seen it happen, they will sit in the same room as their quote-unquote friends and text their friends and not speak to their friends. Maybe that's why they don't have anyone to lean on, because they don't have any personal relationships. They have online relationships, but not personal
relationships. There are a bunch of trend lines connected to phones that I think we need to look very closely at.
Yeah, so a stressed-out generation. Huh? Wait till you get older, kids. 543 on WMAL.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average, that's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-state pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings
from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
5:45 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Woodbridge, let's go Interstate 95 northbound as you head through Dale City to Woodbridge. That's where we have the early volume mornings start really early here on the brakes. However, over to Route 1, not doing so well. We have a crash northbound Route 1 after the Prince William Parkway, but before you get to Occoquan Road. So that's why Route 1, we're just coming to a crawl here through that stretch. 395, no issues off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, and you're still up at speed, so that looks good for everybody. 270 coming southbound out of Frederick, volume with us as you head past the exit for 85, and really that slow stretch continues through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. Just stop and go through those areas. Beltway still runs great, Maryland and Virginia. Maryland Beltway did brief delay, just starting to form a little tap on the brakes here on the inner loop side right as you come up toward Annapolis Road, so watching that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket this morning. Showers on the roll off toward the east. They'll get here as we get into the afternoon hours. Showers in, maybe even a period of rain. 48. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Occasional rain tonight as low pressure wraps up off the northeast coast and pulls away. 37 degrees. And as we go through tomorrow, a little bit colder. Some showers in the morning. Maybe some snowflakes mixing in. No accumulation. A gusty wind. 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 547. On WMAL. All right, BB, President Donald Trump met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, welcomed him to the White House. I have to tell you, the two couples seem as if they genuinely enjoy each other. They seemed as if they really, really like each other. And one of the discussions yesterday was about moving the embassy to Jerusalem, the United States embassy. President Trump announced that he was going to do that. And we've had previous presidents who have said they were going to do it. And it had been voted on back, I think, in the 90s and said, yeah, we're going to move our embassy to Jerusalem. Nobody ever did it. President Trump came out a couple months ago and said that he was going to do that. And that made the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, really happy about that decision because it showed that this is where their capital is, because that is what Israel has been saying for a long time. Before I let you hear what the Prime Minister had to say about this, I just saw this. President Trump also said that they're going to build a new embassy in Jerusalem. You know, they're just going to pick it up and move it. They're going to build a new one. He got a bid for $1 billion to build the new embassy in Jerusalem. And he's quoted as saying, they put an order in front of my desk last week for $1 billion. I said, $1 billion? What's that for? And they said, we're going to build an embassy. I said, we're not going to spend $1 billion. We're going to do it for $250,000. Mm-hmm. So he said, that's it. We're not spending $1 billion. We're spending $250,000. That's the budget. That's it. All right. Now, here is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressing his gratitude at the president's decision to move that embassy.
This is the first time we meet in Washington, America's capital, after you declared, Mr. President, Jerusalem as Israel's capital. And this was a historic proclamation, followed by your bold decision to move the embassy by our upcoming National Independence Day. I want to tell you that the Jewish people have a long memory. So we remember the proclamation of the great king, Cyrus the Great, Persian king, 2,500 years ago. He proclaimed that the Jewish exiles in Babylon can come back and rebuild our temple in Jerusalem. We remember 100 years ago, Lord Balfour, who issued the Balfour Proclamation that recognized the rights of the Jewish people in our ancestral homeland. We remember 70 years ago, President Harry S. Truman was the first leader to recognize the Jewish state. And we remember how a few weeks ago, President Donald J. Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Mr. President, this will be remembered by our people throughout the ages. And as you just said, others talked about it. You did it. So I want to thank you on behalf of the people of Israel. And I also want to I look forward to our discussions on both challenges and opportunities.
This guy knows how to speak to Donald J. Trump. I mean, like, this was a case study in, like, making Trump glow on national television. Because he was like, remember, history is going to remember you for your behavior, for how good you are.
He put him in the same category as King Cyrus the Great, Lord Balfour, Harry S. Truman. I will say, Benjamin Netanyahu is a phenomenal speaker. He is just such a good speaker. He really is, and that was off the cuff, and he did such a wonderful job. Very quickly, President Trump wanted to discuss about the relationship with Israel, with Israel and the U.S., and he said this is probably the best relationship right now that with Israel that we have ever had. And we're going to be joined by Noah Pollack at 7:05 from the Weekly Standard to talk about this a little bit more in depth about what the two of them had to say and where that special relationship is going. It's 5:51. It's time for El Rushbone.
The ground is shifting in the Democrat Party. Young liberals are lining up in droves to take out the old Jurassic Park Democrats. Dianne Feinstein, California's elder senator, is the poster girl for these troubles. A few weeks ago, California's party machine refused to endorse her for re-election. Illinois House Democrat Daniel Lipinski facing a tough challenge from progressive Marie Newman. Her supporters are framing him as an anti-woman dinosaur, anti-woman Democrat. You believe it? In Texas, established Democrats are so worried about a Houston seat that the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee unloaded an Oppo research campaign on the progressive challenger. Progressives erupted with massive anger because the DCC is supposed to be neutral in primaries. The New York Times reported over the weekend that the battles to define the Democrat Party are being fought in safe Democrat districts, places like Boston, Chicago, New York. Younger progressives, who are often women, people of color, or both, are running against establishment Democrat men. Now, based on liberal Democrats' identity politics, these choices should be easy. If Democrat men face Democrat women, obviously the men should step aside and let the women win. If it's a person of color, people of non-color should step aside, unless the challenger is gay or transgendered or here illegally. And if they don't believe in climate change, then... oh, well, I've lost track of what they're doing.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Spring is almost here, and that means it's time for EMP 180 Weight Loss's second annual March into Summer promotion. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and any time is a great time to lose weight, but right now can be an especially motivating time. Here's the deal. On average, men lose 3 to 5 pounds of fat per week on EMP 180 Weight Loss. So if you've got 50 pounds to lose, you could be at your goal as early as May or June. That's right. You can start this summer fit and healthy. Enjoy the beach, have more energy on the golf course. It's as easy as making that call to EMP EMP-180 weight loss right now. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP-180, and for me, weekly weigh-ins were a huge motivation. Being able to see and track the weight loss with my coach has really inspired me. So march into summer at EMP-180 Weight Loss and join the growing number of happy, healthy, and fit EMP-180 graduates. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
It's 5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple busy spots. Let's go first. Beltway, Maryland and New Carrollton on the inner loop. That slow volume that I was telling you about forming as you approach 450 due to a crash in the left lane. So that's why you're coming out of Greenbelt again into New Carrollton. Just keep alert after the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for those abrupt brake lights. Don't want to get caught off guard with that. Still good shape crossing the Wilson Bridge and at the American Legion Bridge. So you're up at speed there, so I'm not seeing any backups. Baltimore-Washington Parkway as you come out of the Greenbelt area, just as you come inside the Beltway toward Good Luck Road with the volume. Woodbridge, that's where we have a crash on Route 1, northbound side of Route 1 after the Prince William Parkway, but before you get to Occoquan Road, that was in the right lane. Boy, looking at very heavy traffic there. If you stick with 95, Dale City toward the Occoquan, you have to stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By mid-afternoon, it's a few rain showers that'll come on in, upper 40s for daytime highs. Coastal flood advisory this morning through 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. A lot of rain tonight, mainly early. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 33 degrees at 5:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by Spot Hero.
There is a way you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code NEW. That's promo code NEW.
Those damaged or missing teeth can keep you or a loved one from eating the foods that you love, affect your job, your relationship, and every other aspect of your life. But no matter how long it's been since you've actually seen a dentist, there's an answer for this. It's the Cascade Center for Dental Health. And their super friendly staff creates that warm, no criticism, no judgment environment that you need. No matter how complex your case, Cascades can give you teeth in a day with their unique full mouth dental implant system. So what sets Cascades apart is their experience. Dr. Rubarelli is one of the most highly trained and experienced full mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire DC area. Cascades makes your comfort a priority. Full sedation services that range from pill form conscious sedation to full general anesthesia with an in-house board certified anesthesiologist. Why would you go anywhere else? See Cascade's many success stories at CascadesDental.com and then call them at 866-25-SLEEP. 866-25-SLEEP.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. For kids, 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and boy, do I recommend you do too. Look, carpets should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So with spring now upon us, it's a great time to have Zero Res help you with your spring cleaning. Say goodbye to all the dirt, grime, bacteria, pollen, pet stains, ugly traffic patterns, and odors lurking down there in your carpets. Trust me, a Zero Res clean will leave your carpets looking brand new again. Zero Res can also use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood and tile floors, even upholstery. And listen to this great offer just for WMAL listeners. This is going to help you get your spring cleaning started. Book today, get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Zero Res is also offering special discounts on any pet odor treatment. So call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forwards or backwards, it's spelled the same, Zerorez.
Coming up on WMAL, Montgomery County is considering banning panhandlers, fines, and court hearings if you're trying to make money, so they're going to fine you money. We'll see how that works.
Beg for money, you're begging for punishment. Also, Sam Nunberg, did you see his interviews yesterday, or did you hear about them? Wild stuff from a former Trump associate who is saying that he's not going to cooperate with Bob Mueller. Or is he? Things have changed. We'll tell you all about the latest developments in a man whose breath smelled like alcohol.
6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A former Trump campaign aide is refusing to cooperate with a subpoena from Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Mueller's not going to send me to prison for this. This is ridiculous.
Sam Nunberg, former aide to President Trump, saying he will not comply with a grand jury subpoena from Robert Mueller and the Russia investigation.
What I'm not going to have is to help Mueller's team target Roger Stone.
At one point, Nunberg said he believes Mueller may have something on Trump. The White House responded.
As we've said many times before, there was no collusion with the Trump campaign. Anything further on what his actions are, he hasn't worked at the White House, so I certainly can't speak to him or the lack of knowledge that he clearly has.
In Washington, I'm Omar Jimenez.
Six members of the MS-13 gang have been convicted for their roles in the death of a Northern Virginia teenager they believed was a rival gang member.
18-year-old Carlos Otero Henriquez was stabbed more than 50 times back in May of 2016. Now, a federal jury in Alexandria has returned guilty verdicts on all counts against the six MS-13 members who were residents of Alexandria and Leesburg. Four of the six face mandatory life sentences, a fifth faces up to 25 years, and a sixth faces a potential life sentence. Four others charged in his death have already pleaded guilty. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Still several thousand people across the Washington area without electricity after Friday's windstorm. Dominion Energy has just under 3,000 still in the dark this morning. Pepco reports its outage total is now a little over 300. BGE is still struggling to get about 15,000 of its customers back online. Montgomery County officials are very happy with all the cameras they have watching drivers.
With red light and speed cameras, says Montgomery County Police's Richard Hetherington.
The crashes at intersections are down 11%. IHS has done studies showing that speeds are down in the county. Certainly the fatal crashes are down. So it's working.
In the 2 years he's been heading up those programs, he says.
The temperature of the email that I get has gone down a little bit since I've been here. So I think there's a better public acceptance of all of these programs because they do work.
But it's a different story with school bus violations. He says the numbers there are only going up. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Maryland Senate has passed a bill to require presidential candidates to make their tax returns public in order to qualify to be on the ballot in Maryland. 80-year-old Republican Senator Thad Cochran of Mississippi is resigning effective April 1st because of ill health.
Governor Phil Bryant will appoint a successor with a special election set for November, the same ballot where Republican Senator Roger Wicker is already up for re-election. No Democrat has won a Senate race in Mississippi since 1982, but President Trump's low approval rating in the state and Democratic Senator Doug Jones' election in neighboring Alabama has given some Democrats hope. President Bill Clinton's first Secretary of Agriculture, Democrat Mike Espy, says he has a strong intention to run for Cochran's seat. Joe Ramsey on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Bill Cosby's back in court today for the continuation of a pretrial hearing in his sex assault case.
Judge Stephen O'Neill denied the defense's motion to toss out the charges. Tom Mesereau claimed that new evidence showed the assault couldn't have happened when Andrea Constan claims it took place. The judge said he'd let the jury decide that. He also had a stern warning for Cosby's attorney after Mesereau accused the prosecutor of hiding evidence. The prosecution is asking the judge to allow 18 other Cosby accusers to testify at the retrial in addition to Andrea Constand. In the first trial, only one was allowed to take the stand. The judge said he needs more time to review this issue.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,875. The NASDAQ at 73,31. Sports, the Caps open a West Coast trip tonight in Anaheim. The Wizards are home to take on the Miami Heat. Exhibition baseball, the Nats fall to the Cardinals. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
Here, folks, listen to this.
For
one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
You've got me now.
Details at WMAL.com.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan, because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 10 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of March 5th, weekdays at 1 and 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Into Woodbridge on Route 1.